Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Are you hungry for adventure?
Do you crave hilarious and perilous tabletop campaigns?
Don't bother rolling perception, pal. We've got you covered.
Behold, Dungeons and Doritos, Nerdy Show's epic tabletop audio drama, a cinematic serial of mayhem-filled, morally questionable quests at dungeonsanddoritos.com.
The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network, geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with generous support of listeners like you. For more Nerdy Show podcasts, community forums, and to learn how you can support this and other fine Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the borough of Queens, in the city of New York, this is the Epic Podcast with your hosts, Nelson Lugo and Schaefer, the Dark Lord.
Welcome back, loyal listeners, to the Epic Podcast, episode 59. We are here in the beautiful and spacious Studio 6C. As always, I am your host, Nelson Lugo. Come on, man.
Don't call it a comeback! I've been here for years, I'm rocking my peers, putting suckers in fear, making the tears rain down like a monsoon. Listen to the bass go boom.
Dude.
What?
Dude.
What?
Dude, stop. What are you doing? What's the matter with you?
And I am your other host, Schaefer the Dark Lord. Is that better?
Kinda. Are we just gonna walk past that? We're not gonna...
Nothing happened. Nothing? Hey!
Oh, okay.
59...
59, that's almost dirty.
That's okay.
I want to do 10 more episodes and then let's just quit.
You heard it here first, folks. The clock is ticking. Episode 69 will be the final episode of the Epic Podcast. I wonder if we can just crank out 10 one-minute episodes tonight and just call it a day on this thing. It's been 6 years.
I know. Has it? Wow.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Earning us 2 listeners per year.
Wow. That's a mighty feat.
No, it's not.
It is. 6 years is very impressive. What are you talking about? Most podcasts never get past a first few months.
Okay. That means, let's say, if we average 2 hours an episode,
right?
That's 118 hours of work that has barely been heard.
Well, since neither one of us is really going to be alive for much longer, this will be like a time capsule.
The clock is ticking, folks.
Yeah.
10 more episodes till one of us is dead.
Yeah, by my hand.
Oh, whoa. That's a fucking wrinkle. I assume it's going to be me. I used to think it was going to be you. We've already covered all of this.
We have literally run out of things to talk about. We are now calling back old jokes. About killing each other.
This is like 4 episodes in a row now. It starts off with us talking about getting ready for that.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Look, talk about something that isn't our mortality.
I'm going to talk about DJing.
You're a DJ.
I am deep, deep down the rabbit hole. So deep down the rabbit hole.
Is that right?
Yeah. I'm absolutely addicted to watching YouTube channels, DJ YouTube channels, and there's one called DJ TLM, who's really fantastic, and another one, DJ Lixer, who's also really fucking fantastic, and I watch their
their tips, their tricks, their tutorials, their gig blogs, their reviews, their unboxing videos. I can't get enough of it.
Do they have instructional videos on how to make the rapper you work for look good?
No. None of them work with a rapper. They're all like club DJs, event DJs. They work alone.
Well, look, in my day,
yeah,
DJ meant something. It meant, meant the guy with a milk crate full of records.
Did you say in your day?
Stands on a riser,
yeah,
behind a rapper,
uh-huh,
in some goofy sunglasses.
Uh-huh. Saying, yes, yes, y'all, you don't stop.
Sure, we can say that. They said that.
Yeah, they did say that. So, yeah, so I am just consuming as much sort of DJ material as I can. In fact, on Facebook, there's a Nerdcore group.
I don't know what that is. Pass.
There wasn't a question, but there's a fantastic group. I forget the name of it. It's the Nerdcore. I just want to say the Nerdcore group, I guess. And there's a lovely, lovely gentleman whose name I'm about to give to you right now.
After you find
one
it.
1 second.
Oh my God.
Jeff Sorensen.
Jeff Sorensen,
yes,
of Portland, Oregon.
Yeah. Jeff Sorensen has been a big old shout out to Jeff. Jeff, I don't know your DJ name, and I'm talking to you as if you're actually listening to this. You probably don't even listen to this. He's been really, really incredible. I've been sort of texting him really odd questions at odd hours about, well, you know, if I do this and I need this wire, can I plug it into this thing? And I need to. And he's been super helpful and super patient and really sort of giving me a lot of hand holding and answers to weird questions. And he's been really, really cool. So,
well, that's great.
Yeah.
Shout out.
Yeah. Shout out to Jeff. Thanks, Jeff. He's already said two things. He said, I'm already way ahead of the game in terms of like as a beginner, mm-hmm, noob DJ, that I'm further along than he was when he started.
Oh
yeah. And, it sounds to him like I've already outgrown my gear.
Oh,
so
well, what does that mean? Are you starting to shop around?
Oh God, no. I can't afford anything more at this point. I've invested so much money. I got to start actually making money,
mm-hmm,
doing this. So I'm sort of hustling for gigs.
Well, I hope some of those gigs pay you.
I hope so too.
Because this gig isn't paying you much.
What, the podcasting gig?
No, DJing for a middle-aged rapper who hates himself.
No, you pay me enough. It's enough.
It's enough.
Yeah, it's, you know what? It's enough for like a pie and some comic books, and that's all I really need from you, my friend.
Well, apparently not, because Jeff Sorensen has planted a seed that you need new gear. So maybe we'll renegotiate your contract at the commercial break.
Well, the thing is, like, I'm DJing off of a massively old computer with very little memory.
Mm-hmm.
And an iPad that is approaching maximum capacity. And I need to update one or both really, really soon. But other than that, I've had to get really, really creative with really odd combination wires,
mm-hmm,
to do the things that I need done.
Stop saying wires.
Cables. Thank you. Audio cables. Yes. Mm-hmm. Because the lovely, lovely soundboard that you got me,
mm-hmm,
for Christmas, now that we're using those in our sets, and, mm-hmm, I actually want to start bringing them to gigs, and you bought me a mixer as well, so, mm-hmm, that I could plug both of them into one thing.
Right.
Unfortunately, I can't hear both of them in my headset, right, at the same time.
I saw a picture you posted online. You got, yeah, a second.
I got a second.
Little mixer.
I got a little Behringer mixer.
Right.
Which,
so why are you even using the first one now?
I'm not.
Oh, good.
Well, I mean, I'm I'm sure I will at some point. Yeah. It's a great mixer.
You put it in the bin where all that extra gear goes.
No.
You end up with just plastic tubs full of broken bits of gear and cables and adapters, every imaginable adapter, and you're going to start building one of those. But anyway, go on.
No, I'm sure I will use it at some point, because it's actually the mixer you got me is a dedicated DJ mixer.
Sure, which is so, why it separates things into
right,
channels.
Right, it separates it into left and right channels, which
mix and,
exactly. Yeah. Unfortunately, I can't hear the soundboard and my mix at the same time.
It was not the right gear for what you need on stage.
Well, at least for that application.
For this application, yeah. For DJing for a middle-aged white rapper who hates himself when incorporating triggerable samples.
Right.
Triggerable.
That's the word for today. And so I got another mixer.
Mm-hmm.
And
ironically, you bought the one that I had narrowed my search down when I was buying you that mixer. You bought the runner up. Yeah, which should that contest.
Well, the one you got me, to be fair, the one you got me is the one that I should be using.
Well, no, but not for this application.
Right.
We got to keep it focused on this application.
Right, exactly. If I had different gear, that would be the perfect one.
So now that you have this one, you have these wild reptilian combinations of adapters and cables. Is that what you were?
Well,
I
bought the mixer so that I could hear the soundboard and the mix mm-hmm. in my headphones at the exact same time.
Right.
Hopefully in both sort of cans, right? These are cold cans.
You can say that.
Okay.
It's a little kind of old shop talky, but you can do it.
I think I can get away with that. The ideal situation is so I can hear the triggered samples and the mix in both the cans, left and right. But
actually, I take it back. I don't like you saying it. It sounds weird.
Okay, I'm gonna still say it anyway. Okay. So I can hear it, but only in one headphone at a time.
Right.
So which is fine. Actually, it's a hell of a lot better than it was before when I couldn't hear any of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of slapped it together using really weird combination cables and splitters and
sure.
And I got it to work. So I don't have to depend on the speaker output to hear the samples. I can hear it in my ears as well. But that was actually really exciting to troubleshoot, because it's a puzzle that I'm not familiar with.
Yeah.
And
it's fun when you win.
Yes, I won the cable puzzle. I figured it out. And it's really good. I liked it. And so I'm going to be ready for the next time we do the residency with Lars at Golden Sounds or Gold Sounds.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, yeah, we've done one of those. We've got another one coming up, but we'll plug all those details later in the show.
Okay.
You're starting this process of learning how to navigate and connect gear, like many years after I learned that. But it's exciting to see you like getting in there and figuring it out.
Yeah, I mean, it's. I feel like Grandma Moses, you know, like it's. Like, she started painting when she was like 80 years old, and I feel like I'm an old man walking into a young person's game. And,
but
yeah,
do these triumphs along the way make you feel younger?
I guess.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Yeah.
That was the most optimistic thing you've said in 59 episodes. You heard it here first, folks.
But I've been practicing with my gear quite a bit, mostly because I'm procrastinating working on my solo show. So this is the thing that I do when I'm procrastinating doing work that I should be doing.
Sure. You've got probably a million things like that you do.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. My apartment, you can tell when I'm procrastinating because my apartment is spotless.
Whoa. And I assume you are recording this podcast as a welcome distraction.
Well, no, I'm recording this podcast because I like recording the podcast with you.
You signed a contract in blood 6 years ago.
Yeah. This is a thing that I get to do with you every single month. And for the benefit of 7-8 listeners tops. And
that reminds me, we'd like to take a quick program break for a shout out to C. Muldrow. Been with us a very long time. C. Muldrow?
Yes.
Thanks for having her back.
I want to give a quick shout out to our newest listener, L. Sutz.
L. Sutz, listen
welcome,
to this.
Welcome to the family, L. Sutz.
Oh, no. You need to back away. You will find so much disappointment here.
Yeah, I'm having a really, really good time with it. I really love DJing, and I really love DJing for you.
Oh.
I would have loved to have been able to go on to South by Southwest.
Oh.
Apparently, I'm too expensive for you.
You are too expensive because South by Southwest is not the most lucrative endeavor.
What? Everybody goes there
yeah.
and does the things well, and sees the things.
Maybe they're better at their business, but I usually just go there and have fun. And this year was no exception. This was my ninth year.
Nine.
Yeah.
Number nine.
Yes.
I know you brought back a shit ton of stickers for me, so I really appreciate it. But what did you do there?
What did I do in Austin?
Yeah.
I went to South by Southwest. I saw rap shows and I did rap shows.
Do you want to talk about the...
Let's talk
well,
about
well,
it.
Well, hold on. I guess we should probably talk about the elephant in the room.
Okay.
You know, so were you affected at all?
By South by Southwest?
No, the thing. The
what thing?
The packages. The you what? Know, the explosions.
Affected by the what?
The explosions?
Explosion! Overpowering! Over the competition, I'm towering, wrecking shop. When I write these lyrics, that'll make you call the...
Stop! Stop! Holy shit!
You walked into it.
Where do we even begin?
South by Southwest was wonderful this year. I played the official showcase, the official Nerdcore showcase, which I've played for a number of years now, and as well as a number of unofficial shows, but many of those I've done before. The Buglies Ugly Fest, which is a great all-day show.
I'm sorry, the what now?
The Buglies. They are this amazing art rock band.
The Bumping Uglies? They're now the Bunglies?
They were called the Bumping Uglies for many years. They changed it to the Buglies because apparently there was another Bumping Uglies that sent them a cease and desist.
Damn.
Yeah.
All right.
But there's a gentleman in that band named Dan Butler, and he has been one of the chief organizers of an event called Ugly Fest that I've done for the past 4 years.
Okay.
In addition to that, there's always this hip-hop showcase called the Scratched Vinyl Hip-Hop Hooray Showcase, which is a tradition. I've been going to it for years. I've only been performing it for the past 3 years, but I saw it many years before that. A lot
right.
of my Canadian rapper friends were always in that. It's more
were
of
they
a,
there this year
it
as well?
More of a showcase for real hip-hop artists, not clowns like me.
Right.
No, none of my Canadian friends came this year. It was the first year that none of them were there. Not even Jesse Dangerously. So I missed all of them. But shout out to More or Less. Shout out to Word Burglar. Shout out to
all the Canadians.
Fresh Kills.
Living in the Canadian outback.
Jesse Dangerously. I also got to do a showcase this year. There is a local DJ in Austin named DJ Rockman.
Ooh, nice.
He's a great guy, and he does a number of unofficial Nerdcore showcases. He did 3 days of them this year, and I got to do one of those, and that was an amazing show. Best thing about that show is that it's at a venue called Firehouse Lounge that has a Scooby-Doo door.
What's a Scooby-Doo door?
You walk into this venue, and it's like you're walking into a little, I don't know, entry area, but there's just... A box office window and a bookshelf. There's no music venue there. That's
okay.
where you get your tickets. But then the bookshelf slides to the side.
Oh, I see.
And then there's
see.
A music venue.
A Scooby-Doo door.
Yeah.
I get it.
And that was great. And then there was the official showcase, which is always a great time. It's the kind of final hurrah of the week. Usually built to that. It's usually the last night, Saturday.
Uh-huh.
And I get to see all my rapper friends and all my local fans.
Aww.
And that was great. Here's the thing that I think is the big takeaway for me from this year's South by Southwest.
Sure, sure, sure. I know that you were quite ambivalent about this year going into it.
Yeah. I'm quite ambivalent about this year as a year. Like, April's coming. Fuck you, April. Who are you looking at?
Fuck you,
That's
April.
Not ambivalent. That was an emotional investment.
Sure.
For a long time, back in the days,
oh dear.
Before the dark times,
oh dear.
Before the empire, nerdcore hip-hop, that this scene was predominantly a bunch of goofy white dudes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
There were definitely performers of color. There weren't a lot of women, and there were, but it was still like mostly a bunch of white guys.
Right.
Thankfully, a lot of those guys from those early days, going back to like 2008, 2009, 2010, 2011. Thankfully, a lot of those guys have stopped making music because a lot of them were terrible. I would love to send shout outs to all of the like first gen nerdcore rappers who have hung it up, but I don't want to say your names because so many of you are dickheads who wrote diss tracks about me. So fuck you.
Fuck you.
And you know, in the past few years of the official Nerdcore showcase, it's not always just a bunch of white dudes. It's been like, you know, there are more and more performers of color. Of course, Mega Ran is like the biggest star of the scene.
Of
the
course.
Most talented guy in the scene.
Yeah.
And they're, you know, over the years, you know, Adam Warrock performed and Tribe One, but it's still always been like, even then, it's still been very dude centric.
Yeah.
And I feel like this year was one of the years where I walked away noticing like there is a big shift happening because finally the white male rapper at the Nerdcore showcase were finally a minority. Finally, there are only three of us left.
Oh, nice!
After all these years, but the future is—I mean,
you just can't take a hit, can't you?
Incredibly talented rappers, performers of color, and a number of women that are
wonderful.
All just tearing it up. Kadesh Flow—he's this amazing rapper from Kansas City who plays trombone, and he killed it. Of course, Samus is a fucking superhero.
Yeah,
she's not even a Earth person. She's so talented. She's so amazing. So charismatic.
She's at a whole new level.
Every one of her performances is, she just gives it her all and she's amazing. And also on the official showcase this year, Shubzilla, who is.
Oh, yeah. I've heard about Shubzilla.
Incredible rapper from Seattle. She's been like performing in the unofficial showcases and she did the official show last year, but she just tore it up. And
wow.
I love that she used the platform to like, taunt white dudes in the audience.
Nice.
Where I don't remember what the initial comment was, but she kind of called out like the white guys in the audience and did a song and then followed it up with noting that she was seeing a lot of very sad alabaster faces in the crowd. It was awesome.
Oh man.
So yeah, the future is bearing down on this scene like a comet about ready to wipe out a bunch of goofy looking dinosaurs.
Oh, love it.
I love it. I am celebrating my imminent irrelevance in the thing that I've committed so much time to. And I'm not, I know it sounds like I'm being like sarcastic and I absolutely am not.
No. I know you're not. I know you're being absolutely genuine.
One of the big standouts of this year's South by Southwest is a new young rapper from the Bay Area named Lex the Lexicon Artist.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I saw her perform three times. I was in one of DJ Rockman's shows with her. And she's just amazing. She's
I follow her on the Instagram and her videos of her own performances, like she's jumping all over the place.
Oh,
so much energy.
She's her material is so smart and so funny and so engaging, and then her live performance is full of energy and just charm, and she's amazing. I cannot sing enough props, and I hope that everybody checks out Lex the Lexicon Artist. And while you're at it, check out Shubzilla and Samus and Kadesh Flow and get yourself some new nerdcore and quit listening to me and the old guys.
So I guess all of those names and links will be in the show notes.
Yeah, let's put them in there.
Yeah.
Show notes. Let's fill them up.
Yeah. Go give these artists some love, you know, because they are the next generation of nerdcore.
And it was just a wonderful time. I had like
good.
I didn't have any bad times. I, you know, saw
friends. You know the part. Oh, you know what I loved most about South by Southwest? It was. Oh wait.
Look.
No. I get it. I completely understand. No, I get it. It's very expensive. You know, and because I'm not really worth.
All right,
money
I'll tell you what. I'm going to do this publicly.
What's
so that both listeners can hold me to this.
Both listeners.
If I get invited to South by next year, which that will be my 10th year.
That'll be a 10th year.
That will be a milestone.
Is that when you're going to stop going to South by?
That's when I'm going to stop all of this Dark Lord nonsense entirely. And I'm just going to be
retire on top.
Who talks to cats and plays video games. That's all I'm going to do. Watches Star Wars movies. Cries. That's it. That's all I'm going to be.
Okay.
if I get invited to South by Southwest next year for my 10th year and we are still doing this, you are still DJing live shows for me, I'll make it happen. You'll come. And it's here. It's recorded. We gave it to two people and now if they see advertising next March and they say, "Yo, there's no DJ listed," they can call me a fraud again.
Aww.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like I muscled my way into South by Southwest.
You muscled your way into my act, Batman.
No, I didn't.
No, you had a good idea.
I had a good idea, and then you fucking ran with it.
I take it back. I want to say, like, I'm not a young man now, so I don't get myself into lots of dicey situations at South by anymore.
Wait, when did you ever get into dicey situations?
Let's not quit living in the past. I have a tendency to be impulsive and end up in weird places. I did end up at a house party and I saw Bushwick Bill of the Geto Boys perform.
Oh, really?
And he stole my lighter. That's as dicey as it got for me this year.
That fucking bastard.
Yeah. And then I chased him through a party and I said, "No, you give that back, Bushwick Bill of the Geto Boys." And you know what? The motherfucker did it. Yeah. So tell that one to your grandkids.
Okay.
But that's about as dicey as it got for me this year.
Hold on. You can't. What other dicey shit happened at South by in the years prior?
Lugo, I have a long history of making very bad decisions in cities where I don't live, and then burying the stories of those bad decisions for decades.
Come on, give me something. Give me the tamest one.
All right. So this one time, it was probably when I was there in 2012. The year that I was there, 2013. It was 2013. The year I was there for 2013,
Oh, shit!
Yeah.
Oh, my God!
Not my proudest 8 hours.
Oh, my God. Wait, you did all of that in 8 hours? Fuck.
I'm calming down. Now I mostly just want to play a show, sell some trinkets, and then retire to a hotel room.
Okay.
Where maybe I'll get lucky and Bring It On will be on cable. Which is exactly what happened this year.
How serendipitous.
That's right.
Serendipitous.
There were some Toros in the atmosphere. No, but nothing dicey happened. The diciest thing that happened, and this is like how far I've fallen from this like peak of decadence, is that I walked into a show and I was a little bit drunk.
Sure. Like
and,
you do.
Yeah. And there was a guy standing in the doorway and he was just staring at me.
Ooh. Like hardcore?
And I was like, either this guy knows who I am and hates it or likes it, or he's just looking for a fight. And he wouldn't get out of the way. He was just like standing in the doorway, just staring at me. And I could have just let it go, but I had to say something.
What'd you say?
I said, "Don't you dare stare. You better move. Don't ever compare me to the rest. That'll all get sliced and diced. Competition's paying the price." And that was it. That was the end of that entire conflict.
Oh, well, I'm glad that worked out for the best.
Thanks. Please don't tell anybody that story I just told you, though, before that.
If you would like to hear the story, please email us at epicpodcast@gmail.com.
That is shaferthedarklord@gmail.com so that I can block it.
I will email you a transcript of the story if you email us at epicpodcast@gmail.com.
If you would like to purchase Nelson Lugo some new DJ gear, he will send you a transcript of the story I just told him. EpicPodcast@gmail.com.
All right, so do you want to go on break?
I think it's probably I'm now thinking about like all these memories of South by Southwest, and I think like for the musical break this month, I would like to showcase one of these
artists
I enjoyed. But before we do that, given our our penchant for being kind of negative and grumpy old fellas now.
Okay.
I feel like we could both benefit from a little bit of advice.
Oh, okay.
I'm reminded of some wise words of advice that were passed down to me many years ago by my late mother. Mm. She said to me, she said, Mark, I'm gonna knock you out. Mama said knock you out. I'm gonna knock you out. Mama said knock you out. I'm gonna knock you out. Mama said knock you out. I'm gonna knock you out. Mama said knock you out.
Get down.
This is kind of my thing.
Okay.
I mean,
no. That's, no, I get that's, it. No. I understand. I understand.
Cool.
That's fine.
So we know where the lanes are now.
Right? No, sure. Okay. Yeah, I just you know, because I thought.
I know you.
I was getting.
I know. You get excited.
Sure.
It's cool.
Okay.
Folks, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Of course. Do you believe that you're not afforded your due respect? Or treated with the height of decorum that you expect? Maybe you're doing your best, but feel neglected. And a sea of perfection, it's easy to feel defective. Well, I got an answer that will help you with your deep shame. Confront your enemies by telling them to peep game. See, they've been sleeping on your flames, you've been defamed. But I swear the recognition's there for you to reclaim. And as a kid, people said I was strange. But now that I'm older, I'm proud I'm an artist with range. And though it's true, other people's minds are the hardest to change. I use all my power to keep and keep it hard at my game. So if you're doing something different, then they call you a freak. Because you're making people listen when you're rocking a beat. They peep game.
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 And if you always bring the fire, but they're never impressed. Because their shit is uninspired, then they know you're the best. They peep game.
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 Man, I got so much game, you couldn't peep it all in one day. Peeping from the weekend all the way to Monday. My game is colorful. And yellow. Treat me like it's Easter and give me them peeps marshmallows. Maybe you could bring your peeps to the show. Cause I got so much game to peep and I want people to know. I just bring the heat and they eat it up like pizza to go. In a minute I'm drowning in it, I'll be deep in a dough. Let's go. My game is exhibitionist, peep it like your Tom. My game is like my laptop, peep it like my mom. My game is different in a field full of sheep. Step up to the stage and give it a little bo peep. Yeah, I'm like Lex to your brainiac. You look a little green in the face of megalomaniac. Staring in the box like my game's a peep show. I'm breaking out the status by my raging ego. So if you're doing something different, then they call you a freak. Because you're making people listen when you're rocking a beat. They peep game.
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 And if you always bring the fire, but they're never impressed. Because their shit is uninspired and they know you're the best. They peep game.
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 Did you know that the Epic Podcast is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network? And did you know that the Nerdy Show Podcast Network is home to dozens of other programs that are also surely relevant to your nerdy interests? Oh, it's true. It's damn true. Swing by nerdyshow.com and see what treasures await you. If you like what you hear, please rate and review us on iTunes, like and follow us on SoundCloud and Audioboom, or subscribe and stream on Google Play. As listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other shows on the Nerdy Show Network alive by telling a friend or funding the network via Patreon. At patreon.com/nerdyshow, you can fund the entire Nerdy Show Network and unlock a plethora of amazing bonus content and early releases. For more podcasts, articles, community forums, and more, visit nerdyshow.com. And be sure to follow Nerdy Show and the Epic Podcast on all of your favorite social networks. If it's geeky, we've got it covered.
Folks, we're back. Wait, that's your line. Sorry.
Well, no, it is when we have a guest. We haven't had a guest in months.
That's true.
We didn't have friends anymore. No, actually, that's not true. We you know, you have pitched a number of guests
for
episodes recently,
yes,
and
I have.
We haven't been able to make it work. I feel like I owe an apology to our audience, because not only have we not had a guest in a while, we keep turning in short episodes. This is going to be another short one.
To be fair, the one guest that I did line up, yeah, why not? I mean, I'm going to just talk about this for a little bit.
Okay.
We were going to have a gentleman on here by the name of Jeff Mack.
Mm-hmm.
Who was the creator, owner, single...
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Brain behind the Steampunk World's Fair and other sundry events.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out he is a garbage human being.
Uh-oh.
And this past January, he was outed as not only a sexual predator,
but
he harassed and abused his employees, ended up not paying a whole lot of people, only paid the people he was attracted to. Yeah, turns out he was a bit of a garbage fire of a person.
I just can't fucking get enough of that story. The man in a position of power and yeah. has some influence in yeah. a performance genre who turns out to be a toilet of a person.
Yeah.
Yeah, just... That story just keeps on giving.
Now, in full disclosure, I have been hired by him quite a few times to do shows, and I've always been paid.
Sure.
And I guess because I'm, I don't know.
You're attractive.
Yeah.
So.
So we did have guests light up. It's just, you know, things happened.
We, just to keep us honest, say it in front of an audience, we're going to get it together and we will be delivering more quality content in future with guests and games and all of the antics that you don't remember us ever doing.
Oh my God, yeah, we should totally do a game show episode again.
Yeah. Well,
I really love doing those because I win them all the time.
It's true. You are undefeated in our
so
challenges.
Actually, listener, if you have an idea for a quiz game show that Schaefer and I can play, where one of us, delivering a wrong answer, we get shocked with a cattle prod, then please send us an email at epicpiecast@gmail.com.
It's epicpiecast@gmail.com. I just want to add, I recently saw Last Jedi just came out on digital.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so I got to see it again. I saw it twice in the theater, and it was very polarizing among Star Wars fans, apparently.
No, it's polarizing
among old people.
Against old people and man children.
Yes. Right. But I just saw it again. You know, the experience of a movie that you enjoyed becomes different when you get to watch it at home, when you can take breaks and when you're not overwhelmed by the whole theater experience. And I just got to say, at the time I was fighting with people on Facebook and saying like, well, maybe you have some valid points about your arguments against the film. Nope, they aren't valid anymore.
No.
It's even better. I watched on digital at home. It's even better. It's one of the best Star Wars movies ever made.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so freaking good. Oh, I also want to add, I feel like I halfway betrayed you.
What?
Yeah. When I was coming back from Texas.
Sure.
I watched Justice League on the flight. Now, neither of us have still seen Justice League. It's been out for
a
year.
No, I have not seen it. No.
We've not seen it.
But you saw it.
But, well, I saw about 30 minutes of it.
Okay.
And I remember that when it came out, people were saying it was getting some, like, praise to the effect of...
It's not as bad. It's okay.
Yeah. I know you hated Suicide Squad. I know you hated Batman v Superman. You liked Wonder Woman. But, like, this is a step in the right direction. It's not terrible. I don't know who these people are. My body, like, I didn't even get to decide. Really? My body said, stop doing this. Stop it. Why are you... Stop watching this. And I just fell into a
really?
Deep, deep
the sleep. First 30 minutes were just not... You couldn't just get through it?
Oh, my God. It just hurt. I think we should one day... You and I should sit down. We should probably record us watching it.
Okay.
For reaction. But that 30 minutes was like the worst superhero movie I've ever seen.
All right. Well, if you would like that to be the very next episode of the Epic Podcast, then shoot us an email at epicpodcast@gmail.com.
Epicpodcast@gmail.com.
And we read every single one of the emails. Every single one.
We do. Yeah. We just don't read them out loud or respond.
No. But we do. We do read them.
One day we'll do a mailbag episode. We do this every month too. Where we
say God. I literally say let's do a mailbag and then you say, no, that's boring.
I mean, your story's correct. The thing you just said is correct. That is usually how it goes down.
But let's move on. Let's move on.
All right.
You wanted to do a segment in the second half of the podcast.
And how sick are you?
Yeah.
As my friend.
Yeah.
Of listening to me talk about wrestling.
Like on a scale from 1 to 10.
Sure.
10 being like completely over it.
Exasperated.
Exasperated.
1 being like, this guy might be onto something. Maybe this is a new fandom I should throw my heart into.
You know what? I think I'm not as bad as you think I am. Okay. I think I'm maybe around a 6.
Ooh, that's not bad.
Yeah.
I've noticed you get, like, when we were in Florida, I know you get exhausted at times because...
Well, it's only because you're talking about a whole lot of things I know nothing about.
Sure.
And so it's a lot of me just smiling and nodding.
Sure.
Yeah. But I mean, you keep saying the same names over and over again, and there are moments of like, oh, I recognize that's a person who does a thing that you like.
I gotta say, my WWE 2K18 RPG campaign,
yeah,
I'm killing it. I just picked the U.S. championship off of Kevin Owens, lickety split. See you later, bye. I have a Twitch account that I've never used. I should probably start streaming my matches.
That game just got lowered to like $49 on Amazon.
You're not gonna play it.
I am gonna play it.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
I'm waiting for it to hit the sweet spot of $30.
All right. I'll still be chipping away at this thing, this campaign.
once it hits $30, I think $30 is about right for that game.
Terrific.
Yeah.
My wrestler now wears my real life merch to the ring. It's my actual, like, the tuxedo shirt.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I imported the graphic. Wears that shirt to the ring. And as a result, my merch sales are up in my career mode, which is giving me XP.
Oh, my God. You have...
What happened to me?
You have sipped the Kool-Aid, my friend.
My God, I'm bathing in it.
You're bringing this up for a reason.
Yeah, because...
I feel like you're gearing up towards a thing.
Yeah. The big day, the big show in WWE is coming because as of the airing of this episode, we are just 10 days away from WrestleMania 34.
What? Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I want to watch that with you.
Do you?
Yeah.
It's like a 7-hour show.
I'm not going to stay for the whole seven hours.
You can just drop in and out.
Yeah.
If you want to come over on WrestleMania Sunday, we'll get some wings.
No, I'll bring some pie.
Bring some pie.
Yeah.
I'm going to get some food and yell at my television.
All right.
But yeah, 10 days away until WrestleMania. So I am like, my fandom is at fever pitch.
Okay. So what is it? What does that mean? You're hotly anticipating some matches?
Yes, all of them.
Okay, well,
not all of them, but
a good number.
Since the theme this month seems to be like getting things recorded and put in front of an audience, so we have proof of it later.
Sure,
I have made a number of predictions, of what's going to happen at WrestleMania.
Uh-huh.
And it was important that we get this episode recorded, even if it's a short one.
Yeah.
So that at the very least,
right,
I would have documentation of these predictions.
Okay.
So that when they pay off, everybody will come to me and say, Schaefer, you are a wrestling fan genius.
Okay. What's the consequence? What if you get more wrong than right?
I guess then I was going to say you get to shock me with the cattle prod next month.
Boring.
Yeah, but I don't know. There's a lot of matches. So if I miss a lot of matches, I'm not just going to sit here and take zaps for that.
No. I don't want to zap you that many times either. There's got to be like a tangible consequence to your fail. No, I mean, I would say that you would fail if you got more incorrect predictions than you got correct predictions.
Is that where the balance is going to be?
Yeah.
Like it's more or less?
More or less. Yeah.
Okay.
So as long as you are one more right than you are wrong, I'm going to consider that a success.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Back before I started really pursuing Schaefer the Dark Lord as an artistic career.
Yeah.
I had spent many years in a basement in my college town with a 4-track.
Yeah.
Making rap songs.
I remember, yeah.
And I talk about them all the time.
You refuse to put them out anywhere.
Because it's absolutely mortifying stuff.
Sure.
If I get more of these predictions wrong than I get right, next month, I will play one of those songs. From 1996.
Oh my F. Okay. I'm invested. You have my undivided attention, my friend.
It's mortifying content.
Yeah. Let's
mortifying.
Do this.
Mortifying.
Yes. Yeah. Do I get to pick?
It's
do I
problematic
get to pick
and mortifying.
Do I get to pick which one gets played?
No. Because that means you get to hear all of them first and make a selection. It's not just that I'm keeping him from a public. You're part of that. I don't want anybody to hear this stuff. Like,
all right. So one song gets its world premiere finally.
I don't think it is locked in a vault for a reason. And well, Cool Z knows it. He got a copy of it years ago and sings the songs to me when I'm at shows. And
oh,
like,
no.
Yeah. He threatens me constantly that he's going to release some of it. So I'll tell you what. If I get
one more right, that's all you got to do. You have to get one more prediction right than you get it wrong. Is there an odd number?
It's 9.
It's not perfect. All you have to do is get above 50%.
Okay. This was going to be a fun segment. That's not fun anymore.
So if you get it right.
Oh my God, what have I done?
If you get it right, here's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
If you get it right, I will buy the wrestling game 2K, whatever price it's at.
Mm-hmm.
And then you and I can Twitch while you beat up my avatar.
I mean, we could do that now because
okay.
I made an avatar for you in my game.
No, but I will get it.
Okay,
I will get it, and we'll play online. We'll battle each other's wrestlers.
Oh, this is
deal.
Deal.
Perfect.
Here, and now, high five on it.
High five it.
All right.
And now, folks. We have Schaefer the Dark Lord in what he likes to call Wrestling Corner.
All right, folks, we're just 10 short days away from WrestleMania 34 in New Orleans, Louisiana.
Ooh, the Bayou.
Yeah, it's going to be a big bill, as it is every year, with a lot of belts.
So many belts.
Up for change. These are my predictions.
All right, so what's up
first? I will go brand by brand. Let's start, because this is surely going to be a kickoff match.
Sure.
The 205 Live Cruiserweight title. This has been a title that has been competed for by the entire Cruiserweight roster ever since champion Enzo Amore was let go for not reporting the investigation into sexual assault charges.
Ooh.
Also, good riddance, Enzo. You're a piece of shit. How you doing?
Oh, God.
So anyway, there are two left, Mustafa Ali and Cedric Alexander. These are two of the most talented wrestlers at WWE, and this is a hard one to call.
Okay.
But for the Cruiserweight Championship, I'm going with Cedric Alexander.
Cedric Alexander. Why do you say that particular wrestler?
He's so handsome. They're both incredibly talented. Mustafa Ali is a superhuman. Like the flips, the flying. He's
very amazing. Very very athletic. Very acrobatic.
They're both incredible. It's going to be an incredible match. That match alone will be exhausting, and then you will still have 7 hours of entertainment to watch after that.
Awesome.
All right. Anyway.
Awesome. Number two.
Moving over to the Raw brand, Red Brand. Tag Team Championship. It will be The Bar, Sheamus' daddy, and Cesaro versus Braun Strowman and his as-of-yet unnamed tag team partner.
Oh! Now, yeah. Wait, we're 10 days away and he still hasn't announced a partner?
No. There's a number of ways this could go. They could write in some kayfabe workaround rule where it can be a handicap match and he could win the tag team belts by himself.
Ooh. How likely is that?
I don't think so, because he's teasing that he's going to announce a partner. They didn't do it this week. They'll probably do it next week before the show, or they'll bring the wrestler out at WrestleMania. WrestleMania loves to have surprise moments.
That is also true. It's Hulk Hogan.
Among them, it could be Elias. Braun Strowman's been feuding with Elias. That might be interesting, but not for me because I don't like Elias. I would love to see Samoa Joe. He's been out with an injured foot for a while. I would love to see Samoa Joe come back because he's probably my favorite wrestler.
Sure.
But I think it's going to be Big Cass, who's been out with an injury since the night after SummerSlam last year. He had a foot injury in a match against Enzo. I done. And rumors are swirling that he will be back. He's also a very big man like Braun Strowman, and I would love to see him back. I was in attendance at the show where Big Cass got hurt.
Ooh!
But anyway, that's not the prediction I'm making. My prediction is no matter who Braun Strowman picks as his tag team partner, Braun Strowman will take the belts away from Cesaro and Sheamus.
Really?
Yep.
That is a bold, bold prediction, my friend.
The Intercontinental Championship is going to be a triple threat match.
A triple threat
for the Intercontinental Championship. Reigning champion The Miz versus Finn Balor and Seth Rollins. So wait,
three guys in the ring at the same time?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
They're building that story nicely. I don't want it to be Seth Rollins. I don't like him. Miz is only like 40 days away from becoming the longest reigning Intercontinental Champion of all time.
Yeah, they're not going to take it away.
And Finn Balor's got a lot of heat, and I would love to see Finn Balor win it, but I'm going with The Miz. Miz is going to win that. He's going to retain.
What's the rule on the three-way? Whoever
gets a pin wins.
Oh, so it has nothing to do about
you could be out of the ring.
Out or?
You could be the champion out of the ring on the floor. Shit could go on in the ring.
Sure.
You could lose your belt.
Got it.
The Raw Women's Championship is going to be reigning champion Alexa Bliss versus Nia Jax. This is a feud that has
I know those names.
A slow burn for a while. I've been wanting this for a while. I feel like creative has finally started pushing Nia Jax in the right direction. I've always wanted her to be kind of a monster and not just like a sidekick. I'm not really happy with the way they're building that story of her becoming the monster that I've always wanted, but I'll take it. And the way they're building this feud, she's become very, very sympathetic. I feel like she's kind of moving away from her heel status. It's going to be a great match. And end of the day, Nia Jax is walking out of there with the belt.
You think so?
Yep.
That's
we're going to see a new Raw Women's Champion.
Okie dokie.
And then the Raw Universal Championship is going to be Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns. This one is kind of a no-brainer. Everybody knows Brock Lesnar wants to retire. The audiences are tired of Brock Lesnar. The audience is really tired of Roman Reigns, but they're really pushing this kind of like he's breaking kayfabe with these shoot promos, but it's all just manipulation to get the audience to finally like him, even though the audience does not like him. This one's a no-brainer. Brock Lesnar wants to leave. Roman Reigns is going to win the belt, and if for no other reason, because Brock Lesnar can't be beat, Roman Reigns can be beat, and then we can have a better champion down the road, probably Braun Strowman eventually. So my call in that, which is possibly going to be the main event, it will be Roman Reigns defeating Brock Lesnar.
Oh, I think you're absolutely wrong on that one.
Oh, God, no.
You are so wrong.
Brock Lesnar has checked out as hard as a guy can check out.
No, I get it. But, like, Brock Lesnar is not going to want to go out as a loser.
It's kind of part of the business. It's very rare that somebody retires the champion. Right. It happens, but it's not that often. Over at the Blue Brand, SmackDown Tag Team Championship. It hasn't been officially announced, but it looks like it's going to be a triple threat tag team match of champions The Usos versus The New Day versus The Bludgeon Brothers.
That's going to be an amazing match.
Everything this year is just like tag team matches and triple threats because they've got too much talent and they're just...
Yeah, they're just basically shoehorning everything in.
Bludgeon Brothers attacked The Usos and The New Day, drawing a lukewarm alliance between the rivals, The Usos and The New Day. I think the Bludgeon Brothers, I think they're gonna take the belts. They're gonna be new champions because they can't just keep having a feud between the Usos and the New Day, and they need to build something else with that story. So Bludgeon Brothers are walking out of their new SmackDown Tag Team Champions.
Wowzers.
SmackDown United States Championship. Another triple threat match between reigning, recently belted champion Randy Orton versus Bobby Roode versus Jinder Mahal.
Holy shit. That's my guy right there.
I still really like Randy Orton, even though audiences are bored with him. Audiences really like Bobby Roode, even though I'm terribly bored of him. And I like Jinder Mahal, but they can't keep having like this Jinder Mahal Randy Orton story because they did it literally all last year. So I think they'll play it safe. Randy Orton walks out of there, still the U.S. champion.
Okay.
WWE Championship will be reigning champion AJ Styles versus Royal Rumble winner Shinsuke Nakamura. AJ's held the belt a couple of times. Shinsuke's got a lot of heat. It's going to be a great match. They're both great performers, and they have history that goes all the way back to Japan. Shinsuke Nakamura is going to be crowned the new WWE champion.
Really?
Yep.
The big kahuna.
The big one.
Wow.
He's taking it from AJ Styles. It's going to be great. Fans will be happy. And I saved this one last because this is the one that I think is going to be controversial. In the women's SmackDown championship, it's going to be the reigning champion Charlotte versus Asuka, who is a big fan favorite. Now, WWE's got a little problem here. See, Asuka, since arriving at NXT, is undefeated. She's never been beaten, not even by disqualification, in 2.5 years.
Wow.
She's a rare example of somebody retiring the champion because she left NXT, came up to the main roster,
right,
but she was still NXT Women's Champion. But she is never beaten. So you have Charlotte, who is this huge superstar, beloved fan favorite, who is the Women's Champion, going against Asuka, who is undefeated. Now, WWE has kind of written themselves into a corner with this because as much as people love Asuka and as great as she is, it's not fun to watch her matches.
Right.
Because you know how it's going to end. You know, right, she's not even losing matches in that like mixed match tag team thing that they're doing because she can't be beaten. There's no better time for her to be beaten than at WrestleMania. But this is how it's going to go down.
Oh shit. Are you calling a pocket?
I'm calling a big, this is,
oh my God,
this is my big prediction here.
Okay.
Asuka is going to defeat Charlotte and take that championship. She is going to be SmackDown Women's Champion, but it'll be a long, grueling match and she will be beaten and broken. And fans will go, well, of course, Asuka won.
Yeah.
Shortly after that happens.
Oh no.
Carmella, who is currently, she's Miss Money in the Bank. She won the Money in the Bank challenge, which means she won this contract that you can cash in anytime to challenge somebody. She's going to wait till the end of that match when Asuka wins and she's beaten and broken. Carmella's going to run out, cash in that contract. She's going to pin Asuka seconds after she wins the belt. And it'll be such a great big what the fuck moment for the fans because they will see Asuka become a champion and then they will see Asuka's win streak lose. And then Carmella, who I feel like they're kind of sleeping on, like they got something in store for her, is going to pull off this amazing feat at WrestleMania. It's going to be a spectacular WrestleMania moment. That is what's going to happen. Carmella's coming away the champion. And then Asuka's win streak will be broken. Then maybe she can like fall into some like performance depression where like she has a losing streak for a while and then they can like build her back up and people can root for her. I don't know. That's not part of my prediction.
You called a very specific pocket, my friend.
Yeah, I'm convinced of this. I've been feeling like they've been kind of building to it by, they teased a couple of like Carmella running out with the briefcase a couple times.
But
I think that's how they're going to do it because I don't think they're going to think that people see it coming. Although if I saw it coming, then that means there's like 60,000 other idiots just like me who saw it coming. So that's my big one. That's the one that's going to get you to hear an embarrassing rap song. The fact that I just said.
Yeah, I can't wait. I cannot wait.
Other matches we're just going to base it on those nine.
That's fine.
But other things that are happening there, Ronda Rousey, UFC superstar, making her debut match in a tag team match with Kurt Angle versus Stephanie McMahon and Triple H.
Ooh,
that should be great. It'll be they're building Ronda Rousey. It'll be great to see what she can do in a wrestling ring. I'm also excited to see Stephanie McMahon as a wrestler. I think she's a great on-air personality, but she stopped wrestling by the time I started watching, so I missed out on all of that.
Ooh,
so,
okay.
And Triple H just trots himself out every year at WrestleMania to do something. So
yeah,
there we go. Don't really care, but Ronda Rousey and Kurt Angle definitely going to win that match.
Sure.
Also, not officially announced, but everybody can probably assume this is going to happen. SmackDown general manager and future Hall of Famer Daniel Bryan has announced that he is cleared to wrestle.
cleared to wrestle?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
He hasn't been a wrestler since I've started watching because he was out with the injury, but he's finally been cleared. He can get back in the ring. Now, they have not said what his match is, but based on the stories that they're building, it's probably going to be a tag team match of Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. The winner of this match is Who Gives a Shit? I like Kevin Owens. I like Shane McMahon. I don't really give a shit about this match at all. I don't care that Daniel Bryan's coming back. See, people love him. They do the yes, yes, yes thing with their fingers. I don't care. I started watching after he retired, so as far as I know, he's just the douchebag hippie husband of Brie Bella on Total Divas. That's all he is to me. He's not like this beloved superstar who held a couple of belts and did the Occupy whatever the shit he did. I don't care about any of that.
Right.
I don't like Daniel Bryan. I don't care about this match.
Sure. All right.
For the first time ever, there will be a Women's Royal Rumble match at WrestleMania, which they named for a few minutes. They named the Fabulous Moolah Memorial Women's Battle Royal Match.
Oh, my God.
In a year following the momentum of them having the first ever Women's Royal Rumble match, the first ever Women's Money in the Bank, first ever Women's Elimination Chamber. And just a couple of days after they made this announcement, they got so much pushback for it by people going, hey, you know, the Fabulous Moolah was actually a shitty person, and she pimped out, like, wrestlers to people, and she stole money, and she was kind of an asshole.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
she's got like a really bad legacy. So they scrubbed it immediately and changed it to the Women's Battle Royal match.
Well, okay.
I don't know who's going to win it.
That's a little on the nose.
That's just
but
where they're
going to
dump everybody they have left over. So, you know, Absolution and Riot Squad and everybody else. I don't know. I would like to see, let's say, Becky Lynch. Why not? Because they haven't done much with her for a while. So push Becky. Give her a bone. All right.
Right.
There'll also probably be a Sasha Banks and Bayley match. I'm not that invested in that either. Unless Sasha Banks turns full heel, then Sasha Banks for life. All right. There is the men's battle royal match, the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal match, which has been going on for years.
Okay.
And that's where you dump all the leftover talent that didn't get into a triple threat or tag team match. Last year,
everybody works.
Last year, who won that thing? It was Mojo Rawley, who is probably my least favorite wrestler. So as far as this year's battle royal is concerned, who gives a shit? And then this one, they're trying to make us convinced that we care about. John Cena, on his way out the door of wrestling, is like an open call challenge to The Undertaker, who has not wrestled since last year's WrestleMania, trying to call him out in a match that I don't think anybody really cares about. People want to see The Undertaker again, but he had a great exit last year.
Well, yeah, why trot him out again?
Because they need something for John Cena to do. It's just, it really, I mean, that's all it is. He's got a movie in theaters. They got to put him on that stage somehow, and they got to make it a match.
Oh, he's got, something. Wait, seriously? What's the movie?
Blockers.
I don't know that one.
Watch the Red Band trailer. I don't know. I don't care about this match. I think it's kind of pandering. I think it's like a wrestler who is long past his prime and doesn't want to do it anymore. Versus The Undertaker. Oh! And once again, I will say, whatever happens, I don't give a shit.
Okay.
So there you go. Those are my predictions for WrestleMania.
I cannot wait for WrestleMania Sunday now. So, loyal listener, please tune in next month. By then you'll know the outcome and you'll know what to expect, my dear friends.
Oh, God. Do we have to play the recording? Can I just, like, read the lyrics?
Oh, God, no.
No, because you have to hear the bad accents I was doing when I was...
That and the shitty beat and the rock, the cadence.
Oh, it's so bad.
Oofa doofa. I cannot wait.
I can't believe I just wagered.
Are you gonna have
the biggest skeleton in my closet on Carmella?
Are you gonna? Are you gonna have to bleep out like a lot of like really, really problematic shit?
No.
Okay.
It would just be a 3-minute bleep.
Fair enough.
But you know, but a little side bonus to all of this,
yeah,
is that we just tricked our audience into listening to me rant about wrestling for like 15 minutes.
And with that, let's do some plugs, my dear friend.
Sounds good. Today.
Do it.
Thursday, March 29th, MC Lars resumes his residency at Gold Sounds Bar in Bushwick in Brooklyn at 44 Wilson Avenue. This is, again, 5 weeks of Thursdays of MC Lars putting on a show at this awesome music venue.
All Lars, all the time.
With a rotating cast of opening acts, though we're doing like all of them. Well, we're meaning me and Lugo.
Yes.
As my DJ.
Yes.
We did one. We did the first one.
Yeah.
We did that show with two other performers. One guy was called Tattoo Money. And the other guy was called Majestic, a.k.a. Cartier.
Yeah. Yeah.
That show was great.
Great guys. Really great.
Great venue.
Great venue.
You were great.
Oh, shut up.
You did a great DJ job that night.
Oh, shut up.
And Lars, of course, is wonderful. He's got a new drummer.
He's delightful.
And he's playing with Matthew Milligan, bassist of Wheatus.
Yeah. Yes.
So anyway, this Thursday the 29th.
Sure.
We're back at Gold Sounds with opening acts. Nick Laval, who's a stand-up comedian.
Great.
Miss Eves, who is a dope fucking rapper.
What?
Yeah.
All right.
Did you see her Thunder Thighs music video?
No.
I'll put it in the show notes.
Put it in the show notes.
And Shave the Dark Lord. Featuring DJ Lugatron.
DJ.
And we're doing it for the next 2 weeks, too. On Thursday, April 5th, next week, we'll be doing that show again. This time, we'll be joined in the opening slots by none other than Wheatus.
Mr. Wheatus will be there himself?
The whole Wheatus band will be there.
The whole Wheatus band.
Burning the house down with some Teenage Dirtbag and many other hits. I love the folks in Wheatus. They're all such good
very,
people.
Very, very light, delightful, lovely people.
They're just wonderful.
Yes, they are.
And then the following Thursday, April 12th, we'll be doing that show again. Opening acts, Tron and DVD.
Ooh.
That's one act who's amazing.
Great.
Shave the Dark Lord and featuring DJ Lugatron.
DJ.
And one MC Frontalot.
What?
All of us opening for one MC Lars.
I like that guy.
So that's it. Check my websites and everywhere else, but you can to get details and tickets. But MC Lars residency, the next three Thursdays.
I think I'm the opening DJ for those sets that we're on too.
Did you get for all of them?
I think so.
Wow.
Yeah.
Way to hustle. I mean, you did it for that first show. You were the opening night DJ.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure I got permission to do the rest of them. I'll have to check with Lars.
But you talk to MC Lars, Horace.
I will. And that's tight. That's tight.
You know what?
What?
I haven't told you this in a while, but...
What's that?
You got good morals.
Hey, Schaefer, I got a question for you. Do you think music can change the world?
Yes, I do, Lars. All right, Muscles, what else you got?
I still do that monthly absinthe tasting at the Red Room, which is the bar above KGB Bar, which is above the Crane Theater on 4th Street in New York City. It's at 9 p.m., so if you like tasty beverages and dressing up like you're going to a Great Gatsby party, then head on down to the Green Ferry. I'll be there spinning the digital shellac. Sip it on a one-way ticket to Bellevue.
That sounds excellent. I'm never going to come to that.
So. Oh, come on. You should.
I don't like it. I get creeped out when people...
You do realize that it's a bar. You can order other things, you moron.
Yeah, I've been to that bar. I get weirded out when I hang out with people who are all cosplaying like it's the 20s. I don't know why. I mean, I do know why, but I don't want to get into it.
Fair enough.
But hey, break a leg or a needle or whatever you say to DJs when they go on stage.
Awesome. I think that's it.
Yeah, let's
get out of here.
Let's put a fork in.
So my two loyal listeners, thank you so much for listening to this 59th episode of the Epic Podcast. Please tune in next month for all kinds of shenanigans, hijinks, and the results of WrestleMania. I've been your host, Nelson Lugo.
I've been your other host, Shafe of the Dark Lord.
Be safe, internets.
Bye. Thank you for listening to the Epic Podcast. We'd love to listen to you, too. So send us your feedback, questions, love mail, hate mail, recipes, and fan fiction to epicpodcast@gmail.com. As listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other shows on the Nerdy Show Network alive by telling a friend or funding the network via Patreon. Any size contribution gets you exclusive outtakes, episodes, and images from across the network. And there's even more perks available. Just head to patreon.com/nerdyshow.
To find out how you or your company can underwrite this or other Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com/sponsorships. If you like what you've heard, please rate and review us on iTunes. Like and follow us on SoundCloud and Audioboom, or subscribe and stream on Google Play. For more podcasts, articles, community forums, and more, visit nerdyshow.com. And be sure to follow Nerdy Show and the Epic Podcast on all of your favorite social networks. If it's geeky, we've got it covered.
Destruction, terror, and mayhem. Pass me a sissy soul sucker, I'll slay him. Farmers.
What?
Farmers.
What?
I'm ready.
We're ready.
I think I'm gonna bomb a town. Get down. Don't you never, ever pull my lever, cause I'll explode. And my nine is easy to load. And I gotta thank God. Hold on.
Does he actually thank God immediately after he says that his gun is easy to load?
Yeah, he did.
Is that literally... This song has a tone problem.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.